Good evening, everyone. This is The Candid Show brought to you by your host Krishna, and we have got Sriram here as our co-host today. And I hope everyone listening to this show are safe by taking necessary precautions to stay away from this virus. And yeah, we will together come out of this situation and bring back our normal lives. So to jump into today's topic is about the insecurities due to the Instagram. So due to the app that causes many insecurities in our lives. So we are going to discuss about it in detail in this episode. So to jump into the topic, we know that we have many social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. So speaking about Instagram in this episode, we want to point out the insecurities like how the app is moving towards the society, trimming the society into what is meant by perfection. So like by setting up a standard for what is meant by perfection, or like what is beauty and what should be followed, and their basic promotion, and what is something that the people don't realize. So these are the things we are going to point out in this episode. To speak about the first part of this episode is that the promotions are like the perfection. So like the perfection, which is the main aim. So what is the basic theme of Instagram is that they actually kind of have a indirect definition to what is meant by perfection. So like speaking about perfection, they kind of have this rule where this is something something that should be done to become perfect. So like either be in beauty or like in fitness or like in each and every aspect, what the content they promote is like they are defining what is meant by perfection. To speak about the main part of perfection or their promotion done by that app is about beauty and fitness. So we can see that basically each and every app kind of promotes some content to enhance the response or the feedback from the general audience. To speak about Instagram, they mainly actually they promote contents like fitness and beauty. So like how a person should be growing their beautiful. So like how a person must be beautiful, or like how what are the steps they must do to become more beautiful in the society, and how must the general public project themselves in order to become more beautiful or like more perfect than each and every other person present in that social media. So speaking about fitness, they also promote kind of all these fitness apps or like fitness contents or like all these fitness pages which actually promote that being slim or being very slim or like being very low in all these categories like weight and muscle. So like that is what they actually kind of project as fitness. So being slim is kind of very perfect. So like everyone must be slim, no one must be fat. So this is the basic theme, or this is something they are projecting. So and speaking about beauty, that is what they actually do. So like become fair. So like racism also takes a very small part in this topic. And Sriram, what do you think about all these projections made by the Instagram to define perfection?
Yeah, I think I especially wanted to talk about this topic today is because I think this topic is seriously important to me in a way that I think every single one of us have insecurities in our life, because I think we may not want to accept it, or we may not boldly be able to accept it to some people, but I think there is always some part of us or some place in our mind where we think that we are not sufficient, or we are not the way, or we are not perfect. And this is what I want to talk about, the word, or the definition of the word perfect. You know, the actual definition of the word perfection according to Wikipedia actually is that being freedom from fault or without any flaws, or basically the term flawlessness. And I think this is where the deep-rooted problem, this is where the actual issue occurs, is because the term flawlessness, because we have completely misconstrued the concept of perfection in these days. So, you know, obviously we see celebrities on Instagram, we see a lot of these influencers on Instagram especially, they have these daunting and stunning looking bodies, they are what you call as perfect bodies, at least in the sense of Instagram or social medias in particular. And this is what completely blinds us, because the word perfection has been completely kind of misunderstood by the people these days. We think that the word perfect is having a fit body, having a beautiful face, or having good facial features, or having good legs, etc., etc., having muscles, having six packs, etc. There is a lot of things about it. So I think the main problem, or the kind of like the root cause why insecurities even, or why do we actually suffer from problem from insecurities, especially in the social media era, is that most of the times we have the problem with identifying ourselves with any problem. So if you see any kind of celebrity or any fit person on Instagram or any social media for that instance, it instantly kind of pricks us somewhere. We kind of feel this have this feeling that, oh, I'm not perfect, or oh, I'm not, I lack in this category, oh, I'm very fat, oh, I'm very slim, I have body dysmorphia. And this causes a lot of problems to us. We may not realize it right now, but basically our self-confidence, our self-esteem, every single part which kind of defines us is basically being affected here. And that is what I find very annoying and very irritating, because this kind of ends up consuming us. We always start thinking about it, and this is where the idea of filters come in. And filters is just like a facade to us, or this is a complete kind of like a cover which makes us kind of forget, or makes us want to have this so-called perfection, reach this so-called perfection. And filters is a whole new thing. It is just a very big thing in itself. And obviously even I use filters, every single one of us use filters, I think, because obviously again we strive for perfection, and that is what is the basic problem. The idea of perfection is completely misconstrued in the current society, especially in the social media era especially. So that's what I wanted to kind of initially start off with, is the idea that there isn't something called perfection. I think we are all chasing something which does not even exist. So yeah, obviously it is going to be a very task to kind of understand or comprehend the definition of perfection. But let us just keep in mind that there isn't something called perfection. Perfection is just a made up word, just exists in the dictionary alone. So moving on, I am like to going to talk about the algorithm of Instagram, or especially Instagram alone, because I think I feel Instagram is solely kind of promoting most of these kind of ads or beauty advertisement, which kind of try to kind of have a basic agenda of promoting, creating some kind of a beauty standard. I think this will be especially for women, especially I don't think it's for men, or at least in the sense that men obviously don't have most of these beauty standard issues, or they don't have a lot of restrictions, but especially women have a lot of these standards, a lot of these stereotypes, and exactly like this is what you call perfection, again coming to the same point. So Krishna, how do you think, and why do you think also, why does Instagram kind of like promote this idea of so-called perfection, and why do you think people always, or companies in general, always run behind the concept of slim equals to perfection?
So speaking about promotion, so they have a mindset where they kind of promote all these fitness and beauty and want the general public to move towards focusing on all the contents they are promoting, like fitness and beauty and etc, etc. And as you told, coming to the beauty part, where there is no big problem or big issue for men's to in beauty part, coming to the beauty part, the women's are the ones who kind of gets influenced, or like they are the ones kind of used by all these kind of promotions indirectly, where they think that their normal appearance is not actually perfect and we must try to look like them. So like if a celebrity or some other model kind of post some post, and this is something that is been promoted more by the apps like Instagram. So if such kind of photos are being promoted by Instagram, all these users, mainly the women's or girls, so like they think that we must look more like them. So rather than being their self, or like being their self without be using all these kind of beauty products, so they think that they are ugly. And so this kind of mindset is being created by all these kind of promotions, and Instagram kind of sees it only as a promotion and marketing strategy. But they don't realize that we are setting up, a bad example, or we are like projecting a bad idea inside people's minds. So they don't actually care about it. I feel still now they don't care about it, but they kind of promote all these kind of things. So speaking about men also, as you told that all these filters, so like Instagram, if you want to upload a photo, first of all we can see that filters option is available. So like a separate section is made for it. So like for all these kind of filters which make you look more brighter. So like I'm not saying brighter, so like what all the ways you can look more brighter and more fair in the social media platform. So you don't actually kind of post your original post. So If you come to this filter section, you can notice that there are many filters, and while comparing it with your normal photo, you don't actually accept uploading your normal photo, as you think you are like not more attractive or like not more beautiful. So these filters are also a main reason for people to think about the promotions or the ideas imposed by Instagram. So that is the only thing. And if you see the app doesn't actually Instagram actually they don't accept the they don't actually realize or they don't actually accept the reality or like how a person is. They don't actually accept him being himself, so they want him to look like what they project. So all these beautiful and all these beautiful products or like all these beauty products are being branded, and they want him or her to buy it. So that is their main motive, and they don't accept the reality of a person being fat or like black. So like they want what they want all is that to look beautiful. So like they set the standard or they set the definition for what is beauty. So like what is perfection. So if you see in a street, if a flat man walks in the street, and if a six pack guy walks in the street, who will actually who will notice whom? So if you see the man having six packs will only get noticed by all the public. So this is something kind of getting influenced. All these people, general public, all their views on other people kind of get influenced by all these apps. So mainly Instagram kind of promotes. So like they indirectly say that being fat is something it is not perfect. So that is what is being promoted by apps like Instagram. Yeah,
I think as you told Krishna, the same thing, I think as you talked about the body positivity movement, I think that is something which I wanted to talk about, because as we all know, I think this became a big thing, or at least body positivity was actually started actually encouraging, or people actually started noticing it, I think by the last 2 or 3 years. I think before that, I think we didn't have anything so-called body positivity, but now it has taken into kind of like it has turned into something which the companies kind of use, or it has actually turned into some kind of a marketing strategy where, if you think about it, we still, or at least the company still kind of have you believe that all bodies are accepted, or people, you are basically accepted by everyone, every single body is accepted, etc., etc., all the garbage. But you know, the underlying premise or the basic idea which they still want to push to you is that your appearance is equal to the value, or your value is basically dependent on how you show. This is justified by the way they say that even though you have tummy rolls, even though you may have a buffy kind of a body or some kind of an extra figurine which you don't like, they still kind of push to you or kind of push you to the agenda that basic idea is basically trying to push you towards the beauty kind of an idea. And I think that is how this has kind of changed, and I'm definitely happy that people have started encouraging body positivity in general, because I think obviously all people are beautiful in a way that and obviously we know beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and obviously all companies will definitely use our insecurities at some point in our life to kind of target it. It is a very efficient marketing strategy, I'm not going to lie to you, because it's such a very efficient way to make money for every single company. And obviously insecurities are going to be at least a part of us human lives, at least for the foreseeable future, because we are not that confident enough, and our confidences are completely whittled down by some of these companies trying to push out their agenda. So that is something which I wanted to talk about. So getting near the end, I think I would like to kind of highlight the celebrity kind of an idea, or how the celebrities play a part in kind of influencing the definition of perfection. So a very simple idea is that most of the celebrities generally have a predatory marketing strategy, where definitely they are approached by very big brands. They get most of the very big brand deals, so they are basically advertising for them round the clock, and Instagram is obviously one of the best places to push out your any kind of a marketing agenda, because obviously the idea of posting photos is the biggest thing which Instagram has got, and the interaction is very fast and easy. So this is what they want you to believe, or this is the kind of the idea which they kind of force you to believe. So what happens is that on any given day or for some random day, they post a photo of themselves which is basically unedited or not photoshopped. So we are immediately kind of convinced with of the idea that we are relatable to them in some extent, or we make force us to believe, oh, we are relatable to the celebrity. Oh, we understand that, oh, the celebrity is not perfect also. So this one day which they do an act like this kind of makes us to forget the year-round marketing which they do. So we completely absolve them of all the things which they have done in the whole year. And yeah, just because the one day which they decide to post something which is unedited, that completely blinds our mind. So that's the thing, something which I want to talk about especially. So Krishna, do you have anything to shed about the celebrities kind of role on promoting or on rather kind of like stressing insecurity on people?
So speaking about celebrities, they kind of post all these kind of beauty things or fitness. So like they are the ones who kind of in the top of all these social medias who influence the general public. And all these posts and marketing by all the brands they get of featuring. So like all these brands kind of reach the celebrities for their marketing. And also these celebrities do it for money. I'm not saying that is a crime or like that is wrong, but they do it all around the year, and someday, as you told, they post a normal photo and we actually kind of get brainwashed that this they are also like us also. So they are also normal persons, so like they are very good, so they didn't do any marketing, so like they are also us. So we consider it as something normal. So we don't see that they have done all these marketing to promote all these beauty and fitness products. So even one point I can actually accept promoting all these fitness, but because being fit is also kind of important at a certain point of time in life. But all these promotion of beauty products and setting a definition for what is beauty is something wrong done by the application.
Yeah, as you told Krishna, I think that's the thing which you wanted to kind of talk about, is the fact that every single influencer, every single celebrity, everybody has a part to play in kind of promoting this insecure kind of an atmosphere. And I think this will always be, at least till the at least for the foreseeable future, I think, because obviously there is always going to be companies which are going to try to profit off of people's insecurities, and this is going to be, as I told you, this is going to keep going for the foreseeable future, and I don't see any end to it. But the only thing which we as people can do, or we as users of Instagram can do, is that let's not punish ourselves too much, or let's not care too much about the comments which people make. Let's not kind of care about the likes, because obviously that's a very big thing in itself. The likes part of the Instagram is kind of like very, very irritating to some people, which can kind of irritate the people in very wrong ways. So I kindly suggest you to kind of be more self-conscious as well, be more self-confident, kind of pay less attention to the people commenting on social media. You know yourself, you are much, you know that you are pretty confident in your body, so make sure you stay that way, make sure you always feel confident about Celsius. Yeah, so that's what I want to talk about today. Nothing special. So that'll be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening to it. So if you have any on the YouTube side, if you have any kind of comments, suggestions or criticism, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. And make sure you listen to us on Spotify also, and make sure you follow us there also. And that'll be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.